party, but I got the money from Jeffrey Strauss.
Oh, but Mousy Strausy paid up. All the nickels burn.
Yeah, he knows this great trick with a parking meter.
I don't want to hear about it. Would you please count this for me and make sure that it's all the
keys, will you? Okay, okay. 5, 10, 15, 20, 20.
Now, Laverne, I don't mean to pressure you, but...
Here comes the pressure.
Even though you haven't decided who you're going out with New Year's Eve...
80, 85,
and 90, even though there are only 4 days left until New Year's Eve 1960...
60, 65, 70.
Must you count that money like that?
What do you want me to do?
Well, why don't you just stack it in neat little tens, you know? It'll be a lot simpler.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now, when are you going to decide?
Well, I really wanted to go with Norm in my car.
Mm-hmm.
But just my luck, the entire Milwaukee police force is on duty New Year's Eve. So now I got it narrowed down to Jake the Snake, Benny the Newspaper Guy, or Herbie Shule.
Oh. A motorcycle hoodlum, a man with filthy hands, and a guy who turns his eyelids inside out.
Yeah, they're really nice guys. But, you know, this year I really wanted to go out with someone special for New Year's Eve, you know? Boy, you got it easy. You go out with Carmine every year.
New Year's Eve, 1955, I was down with the whooping cough.
And who came over and got you bombed on cheap champagne? The big Razzoo.
Hi, Laverne.
Beatrice! Oh, Beatrice, just the person I wanted to see. I got everybody down here for my New Year's Eve party, but you and Pete. I was wondering if you wanted to come or not. Should I come down or...
Well, you see, I guess you haven't heard yet. Me and Pete broke up.
Oh, gee, that's rough. You went with each other for so long, too.
10 years, 7 months.
I'll tell you, Dawn, it really isn't all that bad, because I'm going out with a new guy now, and he's a foot doctor.
See you, Bea.
Bye.
A foot doctor. Fancy that. A foot doctor.
Everyone gets a doctor but me. Everyone gets a doctor but me. Pete Locurdo's free. Pete Locurdo's free and Beatrice...
Pete Locurdo! He was always somebody special to you.
Special? I waited half my life for him. Ever since that sixth grade picnic when me and Pete went for a walk in the woods.
You know, you amaze me. The sixth grade and you were already going into the woods with men.
But I didn't know what to do once I got there. But now I do.
Going for a little walk in the woods?
Nope. I'm taking the car down to the Knapp Street garage. Pete still works there. I think it's just about time for our 150,000-mile checkup.
If you can get him over to the house tonight, I can guarantee you that he will not leave without asking you out for New Year's Eve.
You mean he might have to stay all night?
My plan does not include smut.
That doesn't look like no little poodle.
Looks more like a strange creature from another world.
Hello.
Down here. What are you doing up there?
I'm trying to get used to high places.
Of course you are.
Yeah, it's part of our New Year's Eve surprise. You want to know what it is?
No, I don't want to know what it is.
Well, we're not gonna tell you. Yeah, that's telling you.
Listen, Laverne's out on a date and she's gonna be back any minute and you're gonna mess up a plan, so would you please leave?
Wait a minute. Hold on, shorty. We are here for a specific purpose.
Right.
We want to borrow a cup of cold cream and one dry rope.
Cup of cold cream and dry rope. Right. And what do you want that for, pray tell?
It's part of our New Year's Eve surprise. You want to know what it is?
No, I don't want to know what it is.
It's all right, because we're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll bring you a cup of cold cream and some dry rope later on. Okay, if you just run along to the first...
All right, okay, we are off and running. You're doing okay.
Watch it. Be careful, please. Huh? Watch it.
Oh, come on. I'm not going to hurt my head.
Stay way ahead of you, Pete. Stay away. Danger.
Hey, go, man. No fair. You cheated. You got your skates on. Hey, you gonna plug me in?
Okay, come in. Two more.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Woo! Hey, Cheryl, I'm home. She's probably asleep.
Yeah.
Boy, did I have fun tonight, Pete.
Yeah, me too, Laverne. I'm sure glad you went out with me tonight. Yeah, I'm sorry somebody stole your shoes, though.
It's okay. They'll never get the L's off them.
Yes.
Hey, you want something to drink? How about some milk and Pepsi?
Oh, God. No, you almost killed me with that in the sixth grade. I hate that.
Me too. I'm never going to drink it again. Well, you are some skater.
Hey, you too. I like the way you pushed that girl over the rail when she tried to pass you.
She's probably the one who stole my shoes.
Yeah.
Want to push me over the couch?
You got it.
Unnecessary roughness, 2 minutes in the penalty box.
I don't know. I was pretty rough. You better make it 10 minutes.
Comfy?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm always comfortable with you, Laverne. You're so easy to talk to.
Is that what we're going to do, talk all night? New Year's Eve party.
It's going to be some wingding.
Yeah. Ah, there they are. There's what I'm looking for. You know, my New Year's Eve party is a couples only. So if you know of any couples, they're certainly welcome. Should old acquaintance be for the a good song, huh?
Yeah. Hey, how about some music?
Huh? Music?
Yeah.
You got it. Just skate over to the machine here. Put on a little makeup music.
That used to be me and Beatrice's song. Still kind of reminds me of her.
Stupid song. Ever listen to those words? Chances are awfully good. What's that supposed to mean? Oh, there they are. Oh, here we go. Here's what I was looking for. I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but my New Year's Eve party is only $5 a couple. Woo! Is that cheap? Are you telling me what a bargain? For that $5, each couple will have a veritable feast of fun. Yes, well, if you'll excuse me, I'm sure that you two have a lot of fond memories that you want to relive. And after all, New Year's is the time to relive old memories and start new relationships, all for only 5 small ones.
Hey, Laverne.
Yeah. You
remember the first time we kissed?
Yeah, at the sixth grade class picnic, when me and you went for a walk in the woods.
Nah, I thought it was on a baseball field.
It was on a baseball field, because I remember I was wearing your Sharks jacket.
Yeah, right, remember I had to punch you to make you give it back to me, remember?
Yeah, and then I punched you, and then you kissed me.
Nah, I didn't. You punch me again.
Well, you kissed me somewhere in there.
I had to. You wouldn't let me up off the ground till I did. Hey, why'd you do that, huh?
Why? Because I liked you. Why'd you punch me all the time for?
You're the only girl in the sixth grade that could take it.
Yeah, I guess I was.
And besides, I kind of liked you, too. I didn't hurt you, did I?
No.
Oh.
promise.
Swear to God.
Swear to God. Boy, I just wanted you to know that for $5, each couple will receive one of these horns for free. Very expensive horn, too.
Hey, Laverne?
Yeah?
I gotta go.
Oh, no, she won't be out again. She swore to God.
Oh, no, that isn't it. It's just that it's getting late. I got to get up early and grease a Lincoln.
Really had fun tonight.
Yeah, me too. Hey, listen, I don't know if you heard, but Cheryl's having a New Year's Eve party.
Is she?
Yeah, and, since it's couples only, you want to go with me?
You bet! You and me go out New Year's Eve?
By putting out cigarettes with your feet. Or cigars. Whatever. All right, try it.
I'm fine.
Oh, I could use a beer. How about you, Pete?
I'm buying.
They're free.
That's why I can afford them.
I got a feeling that the twist is going to be my dance.
I don't know, I got a pain in my side.
Really? Me? Hey, Pop.
Yeah.
What do you think of my new fella?
I like him. He's Italian.
Oh. Hey, Frank. I'm not Italian.
Shh. Nobody has to know.
Give me a nickel.
For what? What are you in there for?
Let's go and do the twist again, huh?
Okay, with the twist. I can't do it.
Oh, you can't too. Just bend your knees and go like
what
that.
What are you doing? Come on. These new dances stink.
Frank, you are so old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned? I'll show you. Hey.
If you're so interested, I suggest everybody here gather around our building at midnight tonight for a big to-do.
I'm telling you, Laverne, this is the best New Year's Eve party I've ever thrown.
Yeah? Being here with Pete is like a dream come true.
Well, would you look who's dreaming?
I dream. Just don't like to talk about them. And it don't hurt so bad if they don't work out.
Well, I'm glad this one's working out. It's nice to see you so happy.
Hey. The beer brigade is back.
Whoa, watch it.
What kept you this time?
Well, they had to open up some kegs, and then we had to sample the beer. And, of course, we had to double-check, and then double-check, and then we...
We get the picture. Say no more.
Hey, Laverne, go dancing with me, yeah?
Cold, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I happen to have here your New Year's Eve get well present. Ta-da.
Oh, Carmine, how sweet. A new diary. Thank you.
Come on, open it up.
Carmine, there's writing in this diary. You gave me a used diary?
No wonder it was so cheap. Go ahead, see what it says.
January 1st, 1960. Dear Diary, spent New Year's Eve with Carmine as usual. This year's midnight kiss was his best ever.
Wow. Boy, that Carmine is something, huh, that guy? Go ahead, read on.
After everybody left, Carmine stayed and told me that the nicest thing about the 50s was me.
You're going to be the nicest thing about the 60s, too.
Carmine. Oh, you know, I'd kiss you right now if there wasn't so many people around. It's still a half hour to New Year's. I sure wish you had some mistletoe.
You got it. Yeah. There's got to be something green around here. Hey, there. It's oregano, but who cares?
What are you doing?
Having fun.
Good for you. Okay, now put one hand on the chair and one hand on me, but don't let my father see you.
Oh, yeah.
Just hang it up here. He gets crazy. Who put on that stupid song? Sure, who put that song on?
Beatrice.
Pete?
Drink your problems away. Come on, Laverne. Come on. Everything's gonna be all right. It is.
No, it isn't.
Sure it is.
You left me standing there under the oregano.
I know it hurts. I know it hurts, but things will get better. Chances are in a
couple
of days.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry.
I'll never say it again.
I thought everything with Pete would be perfect. Boy, am I a jerk.
Miss Untai, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Laverne, you're not a jerk. There's nothing wrong with falling for a guy.
It is when you end up feeling like this.
Isn't tight.
Thank you, you're welcome.
Listen, it's not your fault Pete left you.
Yes, it is. Just ain't pretty enough for him. Just ain't pretty enough.
Don't ever say that. Don't ever say that. I don't ever want to hear you say that again.
It's true.
It's not true. You're very pretty. Very pretty. What's more important, you're pretty on the inside.
Big deal, pretty inside. If they ever cut me open, maybe I'll be Miss America. Pretty inside is what they say to people who ain't pretty, Cheryl.
Laverne, you're pretty on the outside, too, and you know it. Haven't you gone out with some very good-looking men who were crazy about you? Right. Pete loves Beatrice. If you were Elizabeth Taylor, there would have been nothing you could have done about it.
Elizabeth Taylor could have done something.
Elizabeth Taylor... Maybe.
I find myself dreaming what happens, I end up getting kicked in the head. Well, that's it for me. No more dreams.
Hey, you girls coming out? Lenny and Squiggy are ready.
Yeah, we'll be there in a minute.
If you stop dreaming... You may as well drown yourself in milk and Pepsi.
Everybody gather around.
Only
midnight.
That's my girl. That's a good girl. Let's...
Put on a brave face. Let's see a brave face. Come on.
You want to cry first?
Okay. Okay. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to
midnight.
Should all the acquaintance be forgot in the days of old lang syne?
About a riot.
Norman! Let him throw. Get in there. Let him throw.
Oh,
I
got
him, Jake.
And now, just like on Times Square, we count down the old year by dropping a ball down the side of a building. And we have a human ball. Mr. Andrew Squidman. Squiggy uses no net. Only a rope greased with cold cream.
Only 10 seconds to midnight.
Here he goes. 10, 9.